This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back this week for another episode of PT Talker. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks especially to Michelle from Nashville, Tennessee, who sent a great question this week. Michelle, yes, we do have listeners all over the world, and if you want to get a hold of someone specifically in your area, why don't you go ahead and send me a the country you were requesting, why don't you go ahead and send me an email specifically, and I will match you up with a listener in that area without doing it over the air. So, but thanks to Michelle for her great question. And want to welcome everyone back, returning listeners, and remind you that each and every week we bring you expertise from the world of physical therapy, and I'm happy to say we're doing that this week again. And with us today, joining us on the air, is Dr. Nate Klosterman. He is a physical therapist at IU Health in Michigan City. Dr. Nate, welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay, and joining us, we have we've got three people on the phone with us today. Is Frank Art. He's a physical therapist. He's the director of rehab services at IU Health in LaPorte, Indiana. Both therapists working in Indiana. And Frank, welcome to our show today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and you gentlemen together are partners in MET Seminars USA, and. Actually, Nate reached out to us, having found PT Talker, and this is something that I'm familiar with. MET stands for Medical Exercise Therapy. Frank, why don't you start us out a little bit about your experience working with MET, and we're happy to bring to our listeners, we'll get into the details as to what MET is and how it can help patients. But give us a general overview, if you will, Frank, start us out.
Absolutely. I started using MET probably 20 years ago, and I got familiar with it throughout my training in Europe. And medical exercise therapy is founded in Norway in the mid-60s by Otfer Holten. And the principles of medical exercise therapy are the principles that are used for therapeutic exercise in most European countries. And we've been trying to introduce this in the clinics that I've been working here in the United States. And we are bringing over instructors such as Mr. Leo Wouters, who is one of the first students of Otfer Holten. And we've been teaching those courses throughout the United States. And luckily, I met Nate, who immediately found it a very valuable asset in his for his treatments, and got so interested that he came on board with us as an instructor.
Great, great. Now, let's clarify for the listening audience exactly what, maybe you can take this, what exactly is MET, and how is it different from anything else our listeners might be doing in the clinic today?
Well, one of the things that sets it apart from kind of your traditional three sets of 10 with a yellow TheraBand is the fact that the tool that's being used to apply it happens to be, by and large, a pulley system. And there are lots of pulley systems out there. There are lots of pieces of equipment that can be used with medical exercise therapy. But another one of the things that sets it apart is the fact that our attempt at dosing, in other words, prescribing the appropriate weight for the particular muscle being exercised, has to be done in a way that suits the needs physiologically of the muscle. I'll give you an example. If you're working the quadriceps and you want to progress it, you have no problem progressing it maybe 5 pounds every session or 5 pounds every week.
Would be the traditional way of doing it now, correct?
Yeah, much equipment that's out there is the increments are varied by what we would call very large increments, 5 pounds,
okay.
10 pounds.
Uh-huh, okay.
One of the things that MET tries to bring to the table is smaller increments. So, for example, if you were trying to repair the supraspinatus muscle or maybe a smaller muscle group, obviously they probably wouldn't even be able to do 5 pounds initially, much less adjust their weight or progress their weight with something like that. So that's one of the things. So we're going to actually dose them as in increments as small as a quarter of a pound. So it's very, very small, even down to grams, actually. So we do use kilograms, and that's one difference. But obviously, you know, you can apply the same principles using pounds as well. There are other features to MET that involve making sure that the force or the resistance is directed in a way that's physiologically appropriate. I'll give you an example for that one, too. A lot of us are familiar with rubber band and TheraBand, and what we get with that, let's say we're training the biceps. At the end of range, what you're going to find is maximal resistance, where maybe at the beginning of range you won't have any resistance. Well, that's, we all know from PT school that the strongest point of the muscle is at mid-range. So one of the goals that with MET is directing as much force to that middle range as possible, because that's the way the muscle works. So we look at the design of the muscle, we look at how the muscle is supposed to function, and then we set up the exercise to address that a little more appropriately. Now, the way that the pulleys have a tendency to do that is because you can set up the angles in such a way that it will direct the force at the appropriate time throughout the range of motion.
Okay.
Those are just some things.
Right. Now, so you talked about pulley systems. Just to maybe give everybody that might be listening some concept of what we're talking about, there are some brand names that tend to be used. Saba, you know, going back to what Frank said, this is coming from Norway. Saba is one that I know of. Steen's equipment, Lawyer, is that the right way to say it, Frank? Lawyer?
Yeah, Lawyer, I believe.
Lawyer. Those are, and I think a lot of people refer to them as speed pulleys, but that is different. These pulleys are different than what might be an NK pulley or something hanging on the wall. Maybe, Frank, could you just clarify that so everybody knows
Sure. Exactly
why we're talking about this so specifically?
Right. Like Nate was mentioning, the best characteristic of the pulleys that we're using is the ability to provide small increments. And we're talking about 5 grams and 10 grams increments. That allows us to start loading the tissue with small weights or small resistance and small increments very soon in the healing process. The pulleys are from that nature that the resistance is very precise, which we do not find in the traditional exercise equipment that you will find in the normal gyms. The other thing is that we can make changes to the direction of the pulley with in matter of degrees, and that's another asset of the pulley.
So direction? No, I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
For example, we use an incline board, and if you compare it to some exercise equipment that's on the market, the changes of the incline goes with large increments, but we actually can change it with 1 degree increments,
okay,
which allows us to be very precise with the direction of the force.
Okay.
That we go ahead.
Okay, so this technique now is not new. I know I've been aware of it for several years. Probably 10 years at least. I know Saba's been in the United States for a while, but these companies tend to come and go.
Sure.
What do you think is the biggest inhibitor to this this technique or this philosophy really catching on in the United States? Is it because it's not taught in the schools?
Exactly. We, as a profession, are going to be challenged in the near future to be much more precise and much more effective than we are right now. And if I may give an example of a study that came out not too long ago, and this is a systematic review of therapeutic exercise performed by Taylor in 2007. And we all know that exercise have a therapeutic effect. But when you do a review of the studies, there is a lot of discrepancy that some exercise programs are effective or more effective than others. And the authors concluded that it really depends on the quality of the intervention, and that not all exercise programs or exercise interventions are from sufficient intensity. And medical exercise therapy is really is going to give us the tools to make sure that every exercise that we provide or every exercise intervention that we provide is from a sufficient and appropriate intensity throughout the healing cycle.
So could you just expand on that a little bit more? So do you mean that the patient will actually be working harder when you say intensity? Help us understand
sure.
that concept.
Well, intensity doesn't mean harder. It means more appropriate. It's the appropriate intensity in the phase of the healing phase.
Okay.
For example, in the beginning of the healing phase, it would be rather inappropriate to provide a high resistance with low amount of repetitions. It is much more appropriate to provide a low intensity with a high amount of repetitions. And as the healing phase progresses, then we go from we're going to provide more resistance and lower repetitions. And that's what Nate was pointing out from the beginning, is that when we treat patients, we cannot start with 3 sets of 10 with the yellow TheraBand and finish with 3 sets of 10 with the yellow TheraBand. Throughout the treatment cycle, we have to adjust our resistance. And that's not happening on a very consistent basis in our profession.
Right, right. Now, I know, Nate, you feel strongly that entry-level physical therapists should use this kind of a tool. Could you explain what your theory is on that, or why you feel that way?
Yeah, I am certainly the youngest person as part of our educating group, so I'm the closest to recently graduating, and my education was great. It was excellent. However, there was one component to my education that I felt needed some improvement, and that was therapeutic exercise. And Frank actually, one of the reasons we got connected was he came to our university and he presented on MET. And I had already been practicing as a physical therapy assistant, so I was familiar with the process. And I came from a clinic that did a lot of manual therapy and some modalities as well, but a lot of hands-on treatment and very little exercise. And one of the things that I had hoped to find in my doctor of physical therapy program was a way to provide exercises that were addressing the tissues appropriately and also functionally. And that's another component of the MET model, is to address function and to treat function. And that's what I got with Frank's lecture in our course at school. And that's where the light bulb went off. And I said, oh, this is the perfect adjunct to modalities, this is the perfect adjunct to manual therapy, and I think this is the missing link that I've always been looking for in terms of getting people better and keeping them better. And the more I've gotten into it, the more excited I've gotten about it, because that has come to be true. I saw the potential, and then in application I see how it's working, and that's why I want to bring that, we want to bring that to the entry-level programs, because we feel that for the sake of the profession, that this method of therapeutic exercise is superior, and we want this to be in every graduating therapist's toolbox.
You are listening to the two owners of MET Seminars USA. They are the two gentlemen that are bringing the MET philosophy to the United States and trying to keep that alive. Gentlemen, you also talk a little bit about the equipment that you use. You do have access, or you use the Steens pulleys in your seminars, or teach therapists how to get a hold of those. Can you just talk to that just real quick in just the last couple of minutes we have left?
Absolutely. We use, like you mentioned, we use Steens equipment. I just want to emphasize that the MET principles of therapeutic exercise, you can apply those immediately with almost any equipment that you're currently using. But it's like, I always make the comparison with a surgeon. A surgeon is not going to do surgery with a kitchen knife. And the stents equipment that we're using allows us to work very precise with our dosage, and which gives us a great advantage. And we hear this from our patients on a daily basis, that they've been to other clinics, they went to the gym, and they're doing their shoulder exercises, but then when they come to us and we are able to very precise dose the resistance and the amount of repetitions of their exercise, they immediately feel the difference.
Yeah.
And which is such a plus for us.
That's right. Okay. Well, I do appreciate you making it clear to the listeners that MET can apply to lots of equipment, but certainly there is equipment that is better suited than others. So, Dr. Nate Klosterman, DPT, he is working at IU Health in Michigan City. Joining him today is Frank Arts, who's a physical therapist, director of rehab services at IU Health in LaPorte Hospital. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the air today.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Nate, and they are the owners of MET Seminars USA. If you were to have a question or wanted more information, please feel free to send me an email to feedback@pttalker.com. I'll be happy to forward that on to Nate and Frank, and hope you found today's topic interesting about MET. You'll be probably hearing more and more about that as these two gentlemen make it a mainstay of our industry. Well, that's it for today. I think we've used up all of our time. Please continue to keep those notes coming in via email, and to remind your peers who work side by side with you, providing the best patient care possible, that PT Talker is a great place to pick up current tips, tricks, and trends in the field of physical therapy. And make sure you sign up for a free subscription at pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell, hoping everyone out there will use the information today to help someone get well today. Thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.